On the 23rd of March, Boho Cafe in Awapuni played host to a talk as part of Local History Month, looking at the local marae, rangatahi, and their many initiatives and interactions with the local community. This was conducted under the auspices of the River Stop Awapuni Project, a local history project focused around the suburb of Awapuni. NPR was there to support the event with a sound system and also recorded it. Here is that recording now.
Nā mai, haere mai, welcome. This little afternoon is promoted by River Stop, which is a group of Awapuni residents who are keen to see the village atmosphere of the Awapuni village maintained and developed. And I'm David Chappell, I'm one of the group. So before we start, we've got some thanks that we would like to make for being able to put this afternoon on. The first one we'd like to thank is the Palmerston North City Council, who have provided a grant so that we can do this and that we can have afternoon tea after a speaker before we go down to the marae. I need to thank Bev Page, who's not here, because Bev Page has done all the arrangements for today, then went on holiday to the South Island, and the day before yesterday, I think it was, found that the ferry that she was supposed to be coming home on didn't go. So she's still in Picton and no idea when she's coming home. So if you want a longer holiday, go down there and you won't get back. Next person I need to thank is Janine from Boho, who is putting on the afternoon tea for us today and hosting us, of course, in this venue. I'd like to thank Laura from the library, a wonderful librarian in our wonderful library, who's filled in for Bev since he wasn't here, and been turning herself inside out for the last half hour as to whether we were going to have a look at the pictures or not. So she can relax now. Oh, I'm sure you can. We'd like to thank Manawatu People's Radio for having the sound system, which is really cool. When you do these impromptu things, it's always difficult to find how to do this sort of thing. And also for Tech Guru, who have come across at the last minute and helped us with the TV and all the other pieces of equipment. I hope it stays. And I want to thank Danielle from the marae, who was going to be our speaker today, until she caught COVID. So that caused us a little bit of a problem at the end of last week. Do we carry on? Do we not? And we are carrying on because we've got Wayne Blissett, who's come to talk to us. And if it wasn't for Wayne, we wouldn't be here. So thank you, Wayne. Someone else I've missed. No, I think that's it. Now, last year, we had a talk about the Awapuni Hospital, which was on the site in Maxwell's Line, and we said that we would follow that up with the second chapter, which is what we're having today. Because when the hospital was closed and we declared surplus in something like 1995, there was a whole lot of negotiations that went on, and this is what we have today as the marae. And I'm old enough to remember some of those negotiations and what a difference it was in those days to what it is now. So I think now I welcome Wayne, who's going to talk to us, and we look forward to what you've got to say, and then we'll have afternoon tea, and then we'll make ourselves down there and have a look around and see the thing in the flesh. Thank you. Thank you.
Tēnā rā koutou katoa, mahi atu ki a koutou. So greetings to you all this afternoon on this lovely day. And yes, I'm a very poor impersonation for Danielle, but I'll do my best in giving some of the history and where we are today as Rangitāne o Manawatū, Tāne Nui Arangi. So you'll see here, this is the marae, Hotu Manawa marae, which is around the back of the facility. And that's the only urban marae we have here in Te Papaioia, Palmerston North. And it was opened in 1993. and celebrates actually, 2002, sorry, and celebrates actually iwi from all around Aotearoa. So it's quite unique in that there are carvings within the house which identify each of the key waka for all of the tribes in Aotearoa. And it's also done in a contemporary way, so the colours are unique and very Ruth, if any of you remember Ruth Harris. She's a very creative woman, and so those colours and excitement go throughout the whare. Put me on to the next one, Ren. So the history for Whakapae Beskia goes back to the work of whare Ruth Harris and a number of other in Rangitane as the process of reclaiming what was lost over time was embarked on as part of the tiriti settlement process. The tohu that you see at the top there is really special. Can you go to the next one, please? And the colours are represented in this korero. So the gold is the wairua, the spiritual connection with all those things around us. The green is about the beautiful reality of Te Papaiuia Manawatū with the Tararua ranges and the grasslands. And the black is the connection to the ancestors and using the past to inform our future. And the red quill is a really important bit because that was part of the belief of Rangitāne or Manawatū that the power was in the pen and being able to document historical accounts and being able to participate in systems through writing and petitioning. Goodbye. So it was established in 1993 in regards to Beskia Whakapae Hauora, and it really was in context with the reforms that were going on more at a national level with the changes in the health system at that time as well. And there was also a lot of happening in Māori development in that space too, where Winston Peters released Ka Ao Ka Awatea, which was a Māori development policy that supported Māori development to be able to deliver services for the first time. Okay. So the kaupapa, the vision that's remained constant throughout all of those years is to be the most proactive and culturally relevant service for the people of Te Papaiuia, Palmerston North, regardless of race, age, creed or belief. So within the iwi organisation there are a number of models that we and values that really underpin the work that we do every day and our interactions with whānau. So Rangitāne Nui Rawa, that's all things Rangitāne. So the traditional practices and beliefs of Rangitāne is the mana whenua in this rohe. Tiriti obviously provides that foundation of conversation as partners. Kaitiakitanga, that's guardianship and protection and exercising that wise stewardship of our environment and of our people so that everybody has a role in looking after each other. Oh, Te Whare Tapa Whā, some of you may be aware of Professor Sue Mason-Jury and the work that he did. He developed Te Whare Tapa Whā, which is the four dimensions of well-being, which considers family, spirit, body and mind as the four important pillars of anybody's health and wealth in Aotearoa. Whanaungatanga, which is about our connections and our relationships beyond just the kaimahi and the patients we see, it's about being part of the community, such as engagements like this, where actually we all know we're connected because we all care about our community, our tamariki, our rangatahi, our children and our young people, and it's only together that we can achieve that. Taonga tuku iho, so that is once again those traditional beliefs and practices that have been passed down through the generations, through our elderly kaumātua and our ancestors, and really informing the way that we interact and behave today. Next one, please. So, gosh, yay. We grounded on whānau order outcomes, and our kaupapa is that Te Papaiuia is the best place in the world for whānau. And that is around how is it that we use the whānau order outcomes to make sure that collectively as a cohesive community, Te Papaiuia is the best place for tamariki, rangatahi and whānau to be. So So as a part of the development of the organisation, we've also developed our own practice model, Ahua Whakawhiri Nakitanga, which really is about the systems and the relationships between all of the whānau that we see, as well as ourselves as an iwi organisation. So it talks to the interconnectedness, and it's represented with the pungawiriwiri, the spider and the web, and that the web of everybody's contribution is what wraps around our whānau to look after whatever their needs might be. Because as I'll go on soon, we have quite a large range of services, so it's about how do we wrap all of those services around whānau so we can do as much of a one-stop shop for whānau as possible. Yeah, we can skip that one. So this was the Te Whare Tapa Whā that I referred to before from Professor Sue Mason-Dury, and you'll see the taha whānau is the family, taha wairu is the spiritual, te taha hiningaro is the emotional mental, and te taha tinana is our physical. And we're looking about how that all balances support to keep all of those dimensions even, because when they're all in even management and stasis, then that's when people are at their best. So that's Whakawhiri Nakitanga, what I was referring to before. And if you close your eyes, you can see the neb. Next slide, please. Thanks. So we've most recently developed and embarked on an organisation-wide kaupapa, which is called Waka o Te Ora. And that is pulling together all of the discrete components of the organisation so that we're all cohesive in what it is that we do. And this is about the metaphor of everybody working together on the same vision for the well-being of our whānau. Yeah, we can skip that one. So just in regards to our services, we've got a general practice based at the facility. And these are our practice team. So we've got Drs. O'Connell, Henriette, Ewan, Going and Singh. We have practice nurses, so we're able to triage whānau before they get to see a doctor, so we might be able to fix things before they actually need to see the doctor. And we've also got clinics, which are specifically on different days to be able to respond for whānau, which is podiatry, pharmacy, child health, spirometry, diabetes and cardiac assessments. So we've also got a chronic care nurse for those whānau that have got long-term chronic conditions. And that's really about a coaching as much as it is the treatment for those conditions, supporting whānau in their dietary changes and exercise programs. So a lot of it's about motivating and supporting as much as it is the medical care and attention. We also have mobile primary care. So they go more out towards Shannon, Hematangi and Tangi Moana. And that's to try and get our services to our people, because for a lot of people it's quite difficult travel-wise to get into the city. So part of our kaupapa is to be able to take services whenever we can to the people rather than making people come to the city. So Well Child Tamariki Order, that's actually a national contract that a number of areas have. And this is focused on childhood immunisations, ensuring that post-birth checks are followed up, similar to what Plunkett does. But Whakapai Hauora is also a provider that works alongside Plunkett and Barnardo's in delivering these services for our lovely young members of our community. Mātanga Whai Ora is a relatively new service. And that has come from the new investment in mental health that some of you may have heard of in the past. This is linked to the access and choice, so it's a primary mental health role. And the Mātanga Whai Ora are clinicians who work with whānau with low to moderate mental health challenges, some calling it mental distress. So that's a really early intervention service, this one, where people just some things might have gone on and they're a bit not okay. This role works with them, and it's in that coaching, supporting and mentoring bit while people get back onto their feet and find their wellness. Te Aurere Kitonga, that is the youth justice facility that's located here in Palmerston North, operated by Oranga Tamariki. So we provide the services for health and medical services within the youth justice facility. So the Kai Whakapuake Waiora, that's also known as a mental health coach. So with the Mātanga Whaiora, this person works alongside of them too. So as people start getting more confident, this role can pick them up and just continue off so that people have a continuation of support in their journey. A really important part of our mahi that we've done for a number of years has been the cancer coordination services. So that provides, I guess, a navigation service for whānau that might be experiencing the impacts of cancer. And they walk alongside those whānau that are experiencing a cancer journey and help navigate through the different specialist appointments and breaking down some of the information, because it can be so overwhelming when you're on that journey. So this is a really crucial role in actually helping whānau in that cancer journey understand and judge what's going on for them. Breast screening and health promotion, it's a pretty standard issue. You've probably all seen the bus to go and get your screening. And part of that is also cervical smears and ensuring and encouraging our whānau to smear their mare is the new catchphrase. And most recently we had a bit of a kaupapa going on the 15th of March when Hinare was cycling up and he stopped at the marae for refreshments and moving on. So we had a bit of a campaign to get our wahine Māori in there to get their smears undertaken while we had the kaupapa going. So this is nutrition and activity for our young people, trying to get them off the couch and off the screens and doing some practical good exercise, using some traditional Māori sports games as well, and also going into the schools and just encouraging active participation as part of a healthy wellbeing moving forward. Problem gambling, it's a big taki in our community, and so we've got a service that works with whānau experiencing the impacts of gambling. And also as a part of this service we put into council and the health promotion agencies petitions in regards to reducing the number of pokie machines available and to ensure that they're located in appropriate areas and not in deprivation spaces where that can be worse for whānau. Owahi kore, quit smoking, that's part actually of a wider collection across all of the old mid-central health region. So this is a cohesive strategy which is once again part of the health promotion part of the service, where there's active promotion and encouragement to stop quit smoking. So there's a range of services that can support people on that journey to quit smoking. So Kai Whakaaraara, that's our whānau water navigators. I'm not sure if you've heard about whānau water. It's been a bit of a policy process with government for over 10 years now. And Tariana Turia was actually kind of the instigator of that from Whanganui. And what whānau water is looking at more than just the immediate needs, but what are the aspirations to greatness that whānau might have. So yes, we can deal with the immediate needs, but how do we make sure that we continue the advancement to your moemoeā, your dreams and aspirations? So our kai whakaaraara work alongside whānau to do that planning. So it might be that they want to own their own whare, their own home. So the kai whakaaraara will sit with them, develop a plan and then work with them to try and achieve that aspiration. Yeah, same thing, kapai. So Tene Kite Whetū is also working across ACC and health and Oranga Tamariki to create better solutions that are more cohesive, because what we've experienced in the past is often a service will do this bit and a service will do this bit and a service will do this bit, and it's quite hard for whānau to keep up and get everything at once. So you have multiple appointments for this little bit or that little bit. Tini Whetū is about trying to bring that all together so whānau can go to one meeting and have all of those agencies there to support them through that whole process. So it's quite a cool innovation where we can stop whānau having to go to multiple appointments when it can be sorted with one. And also we've got Kaumāsua services where we have Kaumāsua come into the chapel, which I'll show you later on when we have a tour. And there's base activities, a bit of get together twice a week. And it's lovely to have Kaumātua in our whare and keeping us alive. So we have a range of mental health and addiction services as well. So as opposed to the other ones I mentioned, this is for those that might have a more ongoing and enduring mental illness or challenge with addictions. So this service has been one of our longer existing services and provides a range of services for tamariki, rangatahi and pakeke, so children, adolescents and adults. We don't actually have a co-master contract though, an older person's mental health contract at this stage. So kahukura, really, really crucial service currently given the cost pressures that whānau are experiencing. This is budget support and building financial resilience because we wanted to get on budgeting services but also look at how do we actually stop getting into this again and again. So this is about how do we support whānau in their wealth creation aspiration to be able to kind of build that resilience in their finances. Suicide prevention, once again, a really big challenge and piece of work for us as iwi. And this is really being part of the community and going to events and working with schools to create that resilience for our rangatahi particularly. But we are also really aware that the suicide is happening across all spheres of our community at the moment. We've seen some really drastic increases in farming community as an example nationally. So we're looking at how do we continue to build and develop this so we're building all of the community resilience and not just sticking to one little part of our community. Kaihanga Kaha, so this is a just about brand new service. It's just been going for about 6 months and this is in partnership with Te Whatu Ora Mid-Central, what we used to know as the hospital. And this is part of their OPAL function, Older Persons Assessment Liaison. And what we've got is a role that can work with our Māori community in partnership with the hospital to assess for frailty and have those conversations in the community rather than having to go to the hospital to have those conversations. So when we go and have a look, I'll show you the marakai, which is our community garden, I guess you might translate it as. So we sustain a garden that we distribute through pātaka, which is our kind of food gift to our community. So on Fridays, whānau who are part of our service in our community can come and get a kai pack from pātaka. So we maintain the marakai to produce some of the produce like cabbage, Brussels sprouts, carrots. Tomatoes have been very rampant this year, just saying. And that way we can continue that flow into our community for our whānau who are finding it really tough at the moment. Te Ha Gym is also one of our new developments. This is on Taonui Street. We've done it in partnership with some other community organisations. So this is about using the gym as part of our practical support for whānau to be able to go and do exercise programs to build up strength. So all of the services within Whakapai can use this gym for whānau to be able to participate in rehab programs, which we might construct in partnership with a physiotherapist, or just getting active and getting into more exercise on a day-to-day basis. And this is our mental health services again. Suicide prevention, which was kind of covered, I think. So whānau ora, once again, you'll hear whānau ora often as we go through our service provision. This is a specific focus on family harm. So this part of the service will work with whānau who might have experienced an event of family harm, which we might be notified through the police, or whānau might come to us direct. And this is working through how to reduce that harm and developing a plan for them as a whānau about what's our best way forward. So it's really providing that support to them at that moment in time following an example or an incident that may have occurred for that whānau. So our kaihono Māori, this is supporting whānau into employment. So for some whānau it's been a few rough times, particularly after COVID. We saw a lot of whānau misplaced out of the workplace. And this role is really to support whānau updating their CV, maybe doing a bit of mock interview practice, because it could have been years since they've been to a job interview. We also got a partnership with Dress for Success, so we're able to support whānau with new clothes if that's what they need for their interview, and just wrapping around those supports to set them up as best as possible to go through that process of employment. Te Oranga Pai, so this is our service that's devolved from Oranga Tamariki. So we deliver youth justice services from the marae, Tuia, and so we're the first iwi in the country to have devolved statutory functions from Oranga Tamariki. So we are able to convene FGCs or whānau hui and pull together plans that are then invested to support that young person out of the youth justice scene and into being an active contributor to community. We also have been managing the COVID response for welfare for Palmerston North, and have been coordinating the Palmerston North COVID response hub in partnership with the hospital. So we've got three kaimahi that have been delivering welfare to citizens of Te Papaioa. So our limit, our kind of space is Palmerston North City alone. So that can include the delivery of rats, oximeters, which measures the impact of the infection respiratory wise. So for those with other issues, it can be quite an important tool to have access to an oximeter. Welfare supports are high. Might be that they need other practical things, so we've been delivering that for 3 years now. And this is a relatively new service too. This is looking at traditional healing methods for whānau, looking at rongoā, the traditional herbal and herbal and environmental treatments that were used traditionally to be able to support whānau on their recovery journey. So we use it as complementary to what might be otherwise medically prescribed. So with our doctors, we're able to ensure that those two processes work really well for whānau and don't counter each other. So we're also part of the Te Tihi O Ruahine Whānau Order Alliance, which is made up of 10 different organisations who have all combined to form Te Tihi. And they have been quite active in building new homes in our community for whānau and also creating pathways to home opportunity through MHUD, which is the Ministry for Housing and Urban Development. We've got and Kāinga Whānau Order has also been a project that's been going for 4 years now, and that's working in partnership with Kāinga Order, what people might know as Housing New Zealand, to support whānau in public housing to be able to have warm, dry, nurturing whare. Also the Order Connect Alliance, some of you may have come across this, so that's really focused in the 4412 postal code area. And that has got all of the government agencies, Māori providers and iwi working collectively to develop projects and day outs, whānau celebration days, just to bring community together and continue to build that sense of community through active kind of facilitation and opportunities this year. Also we've got the Te Ao Tūroa, our environmental team. So they've been part of the organisation for as long as it's been there. They do a lot of the looking after of the cultural properties that were returned through the treaty settlement. And they also provide services in partnership with Te Ahu o Tūranga, the new highway over in Dannyberg, through to Dannyberg, which is replanting it with natives and other things as a part of the Waka Kotahi alliance that's working through that. Yep, ka pai. Ka huku, so this is a relatively new part of the organisation too. It's been going for just on 2 years, and it's a haulage, earthworks and transport services. So we have two trucks at this stage, and a digger and some work, and that's another part of the organisation that's focused on supporting business enterprise, I guess, moving forward. You might have come across our Kia Ora FM on 89.8, one of the oldest existing EB radio stations in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And yeah, it's also moving into a multi-platform approach now, so looking at social media and digital platforms moving forward. And we have Te Hotu Manawa Marae, which we started with, the beautiful whare, which is available for Highridge and for conference facilities, which I'll show you through when we go there, because it's quite a cool space. And we love this whakatauake, hea ha te mea nunui o te ao, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. I think it explains itself really well. So, Māori Ora, thank you for your time. I'm not going to hold you up from afternoon tea any longer, but I look forward to taking you around our beautiful whare after afternoon tea. Kia ora.
I'm sure not many of us knew just how much activity is behind those gates, behind that fence. Amazing. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Wayne? Annette?
Kia ora, Wayne. I realise that you're in the hot seat, so to speak, but I wondered if there was Rangatahi association with that site, and whether you have linked the history or continued the history in some way.
That's probably a Danielle question.
Yes. I thought it might be.
But I'm happy to take that to Danielle, so she can bring it back to you.
That's what
I'm sure there was.
Yes.
Yeah. I've read something about it.
But I'd rather get the facts from the horse.
I'm really interested in hearing about the Marakai.
Yeah. Hawaii. Thank you.
Would that be on that first slide? When you go back to the first slide, would that be on there?
What? This one?
Yeah.
You've got to be quick, Danielle Kutiha, who she is in regards to...
This is Rangatahi.
I'm just not sure about that particular parcel of land in regards to the Awapuni Hospital, whether that was a specific part of the process.
I think the proposal really was for the Marae to be established in Main Street, where Honda cars are now, and that was the site that was negotiated, and that proved to be not large enough, and you can understand why it wasn't large enough when you hear the number of activities that go on there. And so that was actually sold, and those proceeds bought the site, I think.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's some interesting little side issues with that, I'm sure, but we'll progress that, and who knows, we might find the need for another session next year to explore it further. Yeah, because it's an important part of our community, and we drive past it most days, or some of us do, and it's nice to be able to know what's there and how we can relate to it. So thank you, Wayne. Thank you for stepping in.
Can I just ask one question? What is the eligibility to be able to use any of those services? So do you just have to be a Palmerston North person? Thank you.
There's something that's going on.
Thank you.
Right, now we will adjourn for afternoon tea. I'm not quite sure what happens now, but somehow it will materialise and we'll sit around the tables or just mingle around, and then we'll, at a certain time, we'll tell you when it's time to move off and we'll go down to the Marae. Thank you.
You're listening to Manawa Two Peoples Radio. Today, irirangi o ngā tangata o Manawa Two. You've been listening to our recording of a talk on the history and initiatives associated with the local marae in Awapuni. That talk was held at the Boho Cafe in Awapuni as part of the Riverstop Awapuni project for Local History Month 2023. If you'd like to hear this again or share it with a friend, you can find the podcast version at npr.nz/show/specials.